afternoon.
It's a really good afternoon.
Yeah.
It's maybe you should go outside and take a walk and better, huh? Yeah, I'll try my sermon as short as possible and give you time to have a good time with God in the air. But I'd like to share a short testimony before I share the Word of God. It's about Seto Uchi Church. As you know, God gave us a new sanctuary end of last year, and we'll have a dedication service this Thursday, 20th. And also we'll have a new pastor, a young couple. They will come to this church to take care of that. Thank you so much, and thank you for prayer, and praise God. But please pray for that small church continuously, because they bought the house, so they have to pay for about 10 years and about 10 months a month. And it's a big burden for them. So the pastor, the new pastor, has to work. And they have a big faith, you know. God has a big bank, so it's if we have to work, God will provide a good job. You know, if we cannot, God will provide the money. Yeah. So, but please pray for them. Their name is Ochi, and pray for Mrs. Ochi. She miscarried twice, and she wants to have a baby pretty badly. But she's 42 or 3, yeah. And the husband is younger, 12 years younger than wife. So please pray for them, and they could have a baby, and they could have a more spiritual baby in the church. But thank you for your prayer, and please pray for that small church. And I'm so glad my burden will be relieved. You know, I commit to church, you know, many times. And, I was really anxious for new pastors, especially last fall, you know, because the congregation, their church congregation, must have a fixed pastor, not the pastor on the screen, not the screen on the cellular phone, you know. So God answered the prayer, and for me, it's really great, and my wife is so glad. Oh, so you don't need to go to Korea again, she said. Yeah. No, I will go. But if I go there, Pastor Ochi will come here and preach. You know, and so we will switch. And they will come in the service too. Yeah. And his wife speaks good English, and he can speak good Chinese. But unfortunately, they're going, huh? Nah. Yeah, we have more. Yeah, right there. Yeah. So bring more Chinese. Huh? More Chinese, more American, more Filipino, more Hiroshima.
Yeah.
I heard that you guys will have start having a prayer meeting for prayer for Hiroshima. That's true? Oh, that's great. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Please pray for the city. Yeah. For the city, the people in this city. Okay. Let's open your Bible, Mark chapter 11. This year I'll preach from the Gospel of Mark. I preached from chapter 1 last month. It's not actually, I didn't preach, but I asked you to read. But after that, Pastor Chris had a new custom that he listening the internet Bible instead of reading the Bible. When he's babysitting the boy. he got a good way to listen the Word of God. So today I'd like to preach about little donkey. It's one of my favorite stories of yours. So I'd like to Pastor Kevin to read chapter 11 from verse 1 to 11. Is that okay?
As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus said to his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' tell him, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly.' They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, 'What are you doing untying that colt?' They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest.' Jesus entered Jerusalem and went to the temple. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with his brother."
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Today is the Palm Sunday, right? This very day, Jesus entered Jerusalem on this colt, right? Colt, the donkey, small donkey. I didn't know that the colt is the. You know, the colt is the name of the car. The Mitsubishi has the car named Colt. Maybe they don't know. The people who are driving the car, "Oh, this is a donkey." they don't sell the car. Maybe it's not so good recently. Maybe because of the name. It's just joking. But Jesus approached Jerusalem. Jesus approached Jerusalem. But he came to Jerusalem several times, maybe from the childhood. He came to Jerusalem for festivals, for meeting their relatives, or so Jerusalem is not a city, an unfamiliar city for Jesus. But this time he used a special way to get in. That is, he used a colt. He did not enter Jerusalem with colt every day and every time. This is very special, you know. Jesus came into enter Jerusalem many times, but usually on foot. But this time, this very special time, Jesus used a colt. Why? Do you know the reason? The fulfillment prophet. Yeah. And also, according to the prophet, the one who came, the one who enters into Jerusalem on the colt means he is the Messiah. So Jesus wants to show, "I am the Messiah." But this is the only time Jesus showed that he is the Messiah. Everybody asked him, you know, especially the disciples or people asked Jesus, "Who you are? Are you a Messiah? Are you the one who prophet told? But Jesus said, "Sometimes no, sometimes I don't know. sometimes that is your question. He did not say, you know, I'm the Messiah. He could say so, but he did not say. I don't know why the reason. Because maybe the people, misunderstood. If Jesus said, I'm Messiah, I'm the Messiah, maybe they thought, oh, this is the one who's going to be a king. And who's going to rule the country. Who's going to fight against Rome. So Jesus did not want the people misunderstood. But this very day, on this very day, Jesus finally revealed himself with a special way. He's the one who has a good, how can I say, wit or, you know, a good sense, you know. He did not say, he just get into Jerusalem, I am the Messiah. No, he used the cult and asked the disciples, what did Jesus say? Go to the village ahead of you. And just as you enter it, you will find a colt. Nobody knows this village. The Bible says that's the village. Maybe Bethany? Other small villages on the way to Jerusalem. But Jesus sent the disciples to get the colt. And Jesus said, untie it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, why are you doing this? Tell him, the Lord needs it, and we'll send it back here shortly. And they went and found the colt outside in the street. Wow, as Jesus told, the colt was there. How big he was. It's cold. And this one is never used. It's very small. Yeah. But even donkey. Have you ever seen donkey? Have you ever ride on the donkey? Really? You did? Really? How do you feel? But then... Oh, they don't listen. Oh, really? I ride it on a horse a couple times, but I never on the donkey. I saw the donkey, but that's very small, right? Compared to the horse. And this is the small one, the colt. Maybe a little bit bigger than a dog. Maybe a little bit bigger than your dog. Could be, huh? Yeah. Yeah, there's a big dog right our neighbors. It's a great Pyrenees. Yeah. Have you ever seen the big white dog right there? Yeah. That's really big. And maybe it's bigger than donkey. Yeah. It's big. Yeah, yesterday my boy took my dog, you know, to the outside in the sample, you know, and the big one came. And my son grabbed my dog and bring it back in the house. Yeah, he said could be bitten, you know, just be killed. But great Pyrenees never do that. It's a very calm dog. But anyway, but Jesus asked the disciples, go into the village, you'll find a colt, small colt, and untighten it and bring it to me, and somebody will ask you, what are you doing? Yes, it must be asked, you know, what are you doing? It's a robbery, you know, it's just to take the cult, you know. It doesn't make sense. But the disciples went in and find the donkey and untied it. And they were asked, what are you doing? What are you doing on my donkey or on my colt? And the disciple said, our master says he needs it. And maybe the owner of the cult, maybe, or somebody around there. And And he said, okay, bring it. What happens? I don't know. This is the story of a puzzle, you know, the story of a lot of questions. But it happens. And finally, disciples built the cult, small one, like this big. And Jesus rided on the cult. Is that as Kevin said, it's not easy. Right on the commentary says it's so dangerous because it's small and donkey is not easy to manipulate, especially so you have to train to ride on. Yeah. But this one is never ridden, right? So he can go anywhere, right? But the disciples brought the colt and Jesus right on. And for the colt, it never carried anything, right? But the first staff he put on is a human being, the big guy. It's almost impossible to walk. It's very dangerous and it's very tough job for the cult. But the Bible said anything about how the cult walks. But he did, right? But he did. He walks. Jesus was on his back. And maybe they get into Jerusalem, so there are many steps, you know, and it's not wide, and it's slippery, it's a stone. So the people put on their coats. It's easy to get on, I think. Why they put on the coat? Maybe for the respect, but also it's really dangerous to the people who are looking at the cult with Jesus. Look at that! The cult might be fallen, and Jesus will be fallen. So the people are saying, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. But on the other side, look at that. The cult is so dangerous. Why Jesus came with the city with cult? And finally they found, this is the fulfillment of the prophet. Look at that weird shape, you know. Through this something strange picture, the big guy was cult and tough to manipulate and tough to ride on and almost fallen down, the people understood this is the fulfillment. And this, so that he is the Messiah. And finally they shout out, Hosanna. So this is a great story. And also this story says, whenever I read this story, I put myself on the shape, on the cult. And maybe we could read like this, that Jesus sent disciples to find out me. Like a cult. Small, not trained, not strong enough, just tightened, small cult. But Jesus wants to use that cult. Jesus did not use his father or mother. Like maybe Luke says this cult is tightened right beside the mother or father. I didn't check it, but the cult is with the mother or father. But Jesus used the small one, colt, on purpose, because he wants to use it. So that shows Jesus wants to use us. Although we are small, we are not strong enough, we are not well trained, rather we are just a small animal. We are not worthy to carry on Jesus. We are not strong enough to carry on him. We are not trained enough to bring Jesus into Jerusalem. But Jesus wanted to use us. Why? Because of this weird picture. Small, untrained, not strong enough, cult carried Jesus, the people see this is the fulfillment of prophet. Which means when we carry out Jesus, when we are used by Jesus, the people said, why you are used by Jesus? Why you are just a small, untrained, not strong. So you cannot do anything for him. But Jesus said, no, you are strong. Because you are a colt, because you are not trained, because you are not strong, I need you. Because through you, I will deliver the power of God. I will show the grace of God through your weak walking. Because we are weak, Jesus wants to use us. Because Jesus uses us with our powerless, with our untrained, God shows his power. Like Paul said, when we are weak, God is strong. Because we cannot do anything, God uses us. Because we are just a cult, the people said, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David. Hosanna is the highest. Jesus entered Jerusalem, the Bible said. Jesus entered Jerusalem. The cult made it. He did his job. But nobody knows what happens on him, and nobody knows what his name or what will do again. But only Jesus knows who you are. Jesus knows how hard your job is, how heavy your burden is. Jesus knows. But Jesus said, my burden is weak. If you want to follow me, put the yoke with me. Because my yoke is easy. Because my yoke is not heavy. But because he knows the weight, because he knows how hard it is, he knows our situation. But he wants to use us. He wants to become his disciple to carry his yoke with him. So you will be called this week, somewhere, someday. God will call you. Come on. What Jesus said. If anyone asks you why you are doing here, tell him, the Lord needs it. The Lord needs you. Because you're strong? No. Because you're ready? No. Because you're trained? No. Because you're just a cold. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you. Today, Jesus entered Jerusalem with a special way to show that he is the Messiah. But in order to show his messianic, he used a special way. He used a colt on purpose to show us that Jesus needs a colt. He uses a colt even today. Even today, Lord, you are looking for us and you want to use us, not because we are strong, not because we are trained, not because we are ready, but because we are just a small cult, we are weak, we're not ready. But Jesus said, I need you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, use us, Lord. Because we are weak. Use us, Lord, to show your power through us, Lord. Because we are sinful. Use us, Lord. Show your mercy. Because we are not the man of love. Use us, Lord, to show your love. Thank you so much. Thank you for this story. Thank you that Jesus used the cult to encourage us, Lord. Thank you. Today, we want to be used to show your glory to the people, like the donkey, the colt, to be used to show the glory of Jesus Christ in Jerusalem. We love to be used to show your glory to the people in Hiroshima. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.